because as man can't live constantly with yontif. Yontif is the highest level of lifnei Hashem, right? That's the simcha of lifnei Hashem. You can't constantly be in that state lifnei Hashem. But the week that is bounded by that experience is the proper way that you should really be able to continue to exist.
The rest of the year.
Yeah. And that's why it's chol hamoed. What does it mean? It's a contradiction. It's like an oxymoron. Chol hamoed. It means saying it's the normal day of a person who maintains constantly the ideas of the moed. In other words, it's how the moed should affect your normal day.
Right.
So that's when you only do things that are davar avod. You know what I mean? You live just for the necessity. You don't engage in.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's basically what I was trying to say. More than one.
Also, just one completely unrelated question. Do we say that you need to get a new toothbrush for Pesach, or?
You need a toothbrush.
Someone asked me if they could use their Brita water filter.
Well, yeah, when you put the water in and you put the bread in, and it comes out the bread, like
what? No, I'm saying, I mean, the toothbrush.
It's not bolea. It's not bolea anything. You want to clean it out? You clean it out. But it's not. There's no tom in there.
Right.
You clean the crumbs from your cell phone with it, then you should.
Wear your hat.
I don't have anything to do with toothpaste, so I have to wear it on.
Well. With its own Chicago Board of Rabbis, CBI.
Is that Canada?
Chicago, Canada. Maybe, I don't know, whatever the numbers are, Someone sent me that. I remember we came out last year also, so all those letters in the bill said. The hell's not what else you want? Good far. I'm certainly too sick.
I mean,
Toothpaste would therefore not be a problem, and you could even use it. When,
yeah. Right. Yeah.
What about something like Tums, which is like a more like an edible?
What kind of
Tums
is toothpaste
anyway?
Where did it even come so from?
What's called? What about like more edible medicine like Tums? Would that be not?
Yeah,
would that?
That's not medicine. That's not.
So that would, if it had something in it, that would be a problem. Something like Tums that would not be a medicine.
Like Ludum. Everyone knows that. Well, I mean, one of you master, he has every medicine in his book. And practically everything in medicine is in the book.
Wait, the pharmacies use it.
He won't say everything okay, but I mean, he finds that every single medicine is in that book. Trust me to believe you, whatever. But he had a big problem there with dark chocolate, I saw in his latest book. That all dark chocolate is a shash really of the dairy.
Dairy?
They don't crash the equipment properly. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask also, the one about selling how everyone sells all their stuff, you know?
Right.
So, is that where the problem with Dilas came?
No.
No? Okay. Why not?
There's a
waffle like
that.
What, can you
claim
the question?
Because if it was owned by a Goy, then.
Oh, you're the K. Oh, I hear you saying. You mean the Kalim?
Who
sells Kalim?
Everyone.
Well,
I don't know.
Really? Yeah. I've never heard of that before.
People sell their houses.
No, right. You sell your house. That's what you meant. Like, if you ask your question, if you give your plea, in those days, I guess it could happen today, they used to repair their Kalim. Right? The question is, if you give the plea to be repaired, you have to be closer to the guy who uses it and trace it. Mm. But it's yours.
It's just out of your house.
Because
it's
chametz you want to get rid of.
Right.
Why do you want to get rid of the kalim?
Because it's chametz in the kalim.
There's time in the kalim? keep changing. That's a good question. I mean, if you really consider it a sale,
right?
Then there. I mean, what happens if a Jew is total liquidity and then sells it to a guy and then buys it back? Does he have to total it? That's a good question. Yes, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's only because it's Nasa's idea. I don't know. Let's look into it.
Okay.
It's Nasa just made. I don't know. If you buy something in Israel, right?
Yeah.
I think it goes by the Asiya, no? You don't say if you bought it from a non-Jewish merchant, you have to tovel it if it was made in Israel.
Yeah,
if it was made by.
Right.
You don't say you have to tovel it if it was made by.
No,
no, even though it's made by Jews, you would still have to do it.
No. Something is made by Jews, you don't tell it.
Even if it goes through.
Yeah, they're going
to
be eating it.
If you buy it,
yeah.
Right.
I'm like,
right.
I'm like, fine, so my dad won't be over on like that issue, but then he's just going to be feeling it. What are you doing?
Also, I was looking through Mishnah Berurah, given some of the figures we're doing in Ketan Mavarchim. So, do you have to have a separate bracha on yayin you drink in the Suda? Or I couldn't tell from the Suda.
Yeah, you do, of course.
It's not covered under Kiddush?
No,
the first
covered
under
Kiddush.
No, he wants to sell my parents.
I'm saying, so, you're going to make, I mean, everyone makes Kiddush today tonight, I'm saying, so then, when you get to the Suda, you know, an hour and a half later, do you have to make a new bracha on yayin separate from the Dalet Kosher so you drink in the Suda, or it's covered already from Kiddush?
What, you mean in the Seder? Well, the Seder is a little more complicated.
But that's what I'm asking. Right. What do you think I was asking?
You mean regular meal?
Regular meal is not covered by Kiddush?
You mean regular meal is covered by Amos? I'm not sure what you're
exactly
asking.
Oh, no. I'm asking regular meal, I'm assuming, right, that's halacha. Right, so the same. Is that same thing apply here where you're going to have like a long interlude
when
in between?
When do you make the Seder? The Seder right before the Motzi Matzah.
Okay. And so you're gonna get. So you should have it in mind.
You should have it in mind.
By which coast? The first or the
by
second?
By the second coast.
By the second coast.
Right. Because you have to make a new bracha on the second coast. The first coast doesn't help you to get to the second coast. But the second coast should cover the whole meal. Because there's no, you're not doing anything in between.
But the first one couldn't because you have hefzer.
That's the Haggadah, right?
Right.
See, that's the whole machlokes in the Gemara. They don't want to do it for you. So.